Home, home. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. For your name is above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands, and mighty are the works of your hands. 'Cause nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. So, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before your presence with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, determined to bless your name. For you are a good God. You are a magnificent God. You are a wonderful God, and there's nobody that's like you. There's no one who sits higher. There's no one that looks lower. There's no one who is as merciful. There's no one who is as kind. There's no one who is as faithful as you. There is absolutely no one that is greater than you. The songwriter said, your name is above all names. And because your name is above all names, you're worthy of our praise. And then he went on to say, mighty are the works of your hands. And Lord, if we look back over our lives, and Lord, we begin to think things over, Lord, we cannot help but say that your works have been mighty in our lives. You protected us from danger, seen and unseen. You kept our minds when we should have lost our minds. God, you've sustained us. You've been a provider. You've been a way maker. You've been a strong tower. You've been a present help in the time of trouble. God, you've been our rock. You've been our shield. God, you've been the source of our strength. You've been the strength of our lives. You've been the very air that we breathe, God. You're everything to us and more. There is absolutely, God, nobody greater than you, God. You've kept us, God. You've made ways out of no way, Lord. You've been an awesome God. You've been a mighty God. And so with the fruit of our lips, oh God, this morning, I cry out, there's nobody greater than you. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to walk in victory, walk in your purpose, and walk in the promises of my great and mighty God. Thank you, O God, that you are so mindful of me, that you don't just leave me here by myself to do my own things. But, Lord, you have a purpose and you have a plan for my life. Lord, and your will shall be done in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need your glory, Lord. I can't make it without your glory, Lord. I can't move. I can't breathe. I can't live without you, God. I can't think without you, Lord. I can't take another step without you, Lord. So with all that's in me, I surrender to your will, Lord, because I understand that mighty are the works of your hands. Lord, we need you to go before us today. Oh, Lord, because there is danger seen and unseen. Lord, there is traps that the enemy is trying to set against us, to defeat us, to curb us, to hinder us, to afflict us, to affect us, Lord. And God, his weapons that are formed won't prosper, because your word tells me, Lord, that no weapon that the enemy tries to form against me shall prosper. That doesn't say that they won't form. That doesn't mean that they won't rise up against us, Lord. But when the enemy comes against us like a flood, I'm thankful, God, today that you will lift up a standard against that devil and you will fight our battles, Lord. The battles don't belong to us, but the battles belong to you. And so instead of trying to get myself ready and my dukes up, Lord, and my body trying to fight this physical battle, this spiritual battle with my physical body, Lord, I surrender to you, and I'm going to go into the day, God, with praise on my lips, Lord. I'm going to go into this day magnifying and glorifying the God of my salvation, God, because when praises go up, God, oh, God, your Lord, your songwriter said that blessings come down, and not only do blessings come down, but the protector of my soul, he comes on down, the lover of my soul, he comes on down, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the great I am and the magnificent Savior, the mighty counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of my life, he comes on down, oh, God, and he inhabits my praises. And Lord, there's no weapon that the enemy can form or come against me when the King of kings and the Lord of lords is in the midst of me. And so, Lord, instead of complaining, instead of fretting, instead of preparing myself for a battle like I'm going to do the fighting, Lord, I'm going to use my weapon of praise this morning. Use the fruit of my lips, oh, God, to, God, allow the good things of you to come out. Oh, God, the good words and good thoughts of adoration, Lord. I'm going to allow those things to come out so that I can make your name glorious on this day of consecration, this day of submission. As we put our flesh under subjection on this day, oh, God, we ask that you would honor our consecration, Lord. I have not been following it, and I need to get myself into it, Lord, but we're in the midst of our 11-11 prayer consecration with the National Church. I've been a little askew, Lord, and I'm going to get myself together. But, Lord, there's petitions, Lord, that we are praying for, and, Lord, we need your will to be done. Lord, I know one of the petitions have to be, Lord, that you would bless our convocation for it to be a revival, Lord. We want the convocation for souls to be saved, Lord, someone to be delivered, God, and set free, Lord. We don't want it to just be a gathering of people, and, Lord, things don't change. But, Lord, we want your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need your glory, God. We can't make it without your glory, Lord. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need a refreshing. Lord, we need your spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need your glory, Lord. So come to more and have your way even now in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, God. Move by your might and anoint our leaders. Anoint our pastors, Lord. Anoint the missionary, God. Anoint the people of God that will be serving, God, whether it's the ushers, or God, or the ushers or the greeters, Lord. All the people that will be working on the back end, Lord, to make sure that the meeting is successful, Lord. God, I pray that you will bless your people now in the name of Jesus, that as we make our way to the city of St. Louis, oh God, that once that revival springs forth, Lord, that we'll catch hold to your spirit, Lord, and we'll catch hold to the spirit of revival. Lord, that we may be agents of change, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in our communities, Lord. Help us to come back empowered, oh God, strengthened and encouraged, oh God, that we may do the work, oh God, that you have ordained for each and every single one of us. Oh God, we don't want to come there just to come and meet. We don't want to go there just to eat some food. Oh God, but we want to come to be revived. We want to come and let your will be done. We want to come so that you might get the glory out of our lives and that we may experience the glory of our God. And so we magnify you. We glorify you. We honor and adore you, Lord. And we thank you for this day. A day, God, that you did not promise, but a day, God, that you made us to be able to see. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for allowing me to be in my right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for life today and life that more abundantly. Thank you for your promises, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for your promises that are assured, Lord, and that we want to do everything, oh, God, to walk according to your promises. I spoke about it on Sunday, Lord, that when our best is not good enough to do what you commanded us to do, Lord, let us not allow our flesh to get the best of us. Let us not allow our flesh to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord. But we want our best, oh God, to be pleasing to you, Lord. I don't want to take a step, God, without being pleasing to you. Lord, I don't want to take another action, Lord, without being pleasing to you, Lord. I don't want to do the things that seem right, Lord, but I want to do the things that are right according to your will. I don't want to labor in vain, Lord, and you not be pleased with me. So, Lord, help me, oh God, today to hide your word in my heart, that I may obey you, that I may trust you, that I may not sin against you, that your will might be done in my life in the name of Jesus. Your son David, he had a desire to bring the ark back from Abinadab's house, but Lord, he didn't follow your perfect plan. And because he did not obey your word, someone lost their lives. Lord, I don't want anyone to lose their life today because I did not obey your word. Lord, I don't want anyone to lose their life today, Lord, because I did not follow your instructions. But Lord, put flesh under subjection right now, Lord, because you chasten those that you love. And, Lord, if I'm wrong, correct me, Lord, but have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon those that are around me. Have mercy upon those, oh, God, that I've been placed over to be a steward of. Lord, have mercy if I fall short in your glory. Lord, if there's anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood right now, that you will wash us and cleanse us, that you will saturate us in your blood, and that you will allow us to come out as white as snow as your blood cleanses and does a complete work in each and every one of us. Thank you for making us new creatures today. Thank you, oh God, that yesterday has passed away. All things are passed away, Lord, and I'm looking forward to the new that you have in front of me on this day. I'm not concerned about tomorrow because tomorrow is not promised, but Lord, I just want to take this journey day by day. And as I take this journey day by day, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine will be done. And if thine will is done, then I don't have to worry about pleasing myself. I don't have to worry about my best not being good enough. But if I let your will be done in my life, oh God, my best shall be good enough. And so, Lord, I surrender to you, Lord, today. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Lord. We say yes, we shall obey. Have your way in us. Strengthen us. Heal us. Deliver us, God. God, because we're going to keep on stepping, as the man of God said on Sunday, because we were made to walk it out. Lead, guide, and direct us, oh God. Let your will be done. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And all the praise is in the wonderful and matchless and magnificent name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.